I did all the photo stats because I had a job in an ad studio. So they'd give me stuff that they needed a photo stat of, and I'd do my own photo stats. And probably about once a month, you know, I'd go over there, and they were just in full layout and everything, you know. And I remember Ruby Lith and all of those things. I used to know all about how to do that graphic art stuff, but things have changed so much I don't remember anything about that anymore. But, yeah, it was, you know, the white noise house was kind of rough and tumble, you know, messy. I'd seen worse. The Cult Heroes houses in Ann Arbor were really trashy. And Jerry and Paul are just really nice guys, you know. There was no, that's what was kind of cute about it, was that, you know, the first trying to be a punk image, when actually they're just nice guys, creative guys from decent families, you know, that you could feel safe around. Not that you wouldn't feel safe around other people. But. And then I contributed things, you know, I'd say, hey, I like this photo. And when Cynthia Blondie died, one of my favorite things I ever did was a kind of a memorial piece for her that I made up at home, because I'd just been getting to know her. And I didn't know her sister yet, Gloria, very well. And I made sort of a photogram by typefacing her name and the date, and put in this kind of pearly bracelet things that looked like lace on the top and the bottom. It was like a obituary rectangular thing. And I put a piece of glass over it, and I smashed it because she went through the windshield. And they printed that. That was nice.